So my teenage years, I spent every extra second I had drawing through high school, through college. And I drew my heroes. And my heroes were musicians. I listened to music while I was drawing them. They were my inspiration for my craft. So my artistry had a lot to do with these people I would listen to. And in the early 80s, I discovered this guy you might know named Prince. And I was like, wow, this guy's great. He's also great to draw, because look at what he wears. So it was really cool. You know, I was drawing. And also in college, I got an opportunity to photograph musicians at what was then the Capitol Center. And it was for Friday Night Videos, a local edition in Washington, D.C. And so I'd go to these shows, and when I go to the shows, I would try to draw whoever it was, because I got backstage. And I would try to give it to them, just because I wanted to kind of pay respect to these people who are my heroes. So one time I was at a Lionel Richie concert, and I wasn't at the Lionel Richie concert for Lionel Richie, though. Sheila E. was opening. That's why I was there. So I know, blasphemous, I know. I saw him with the Commodores, all right? So I didn't need to see Lionel Richie. Anyway, so I'm backstage while Lionel Richie's on stage, and this guy comes over to me, and I recognize him as the guitar player from Sheila's band. And we're chatting a bit, and he's like, oh, you're a photographer. I said, well, no, not really. You know, he goes, well, what do you do? And I said, well, I'm an artist. He goes, like, drawing? And I said, yeah. He goes, could you draw something? I'm like, sure. And it was the, let me find a napkin and a ballpoint pen, and drew a picture of him in the dark backstage. And he looked at it, and he's like, wow, this is really good. And he's like, hey, let me get your phone number. And by the way, that's what social media was in the 80s, your phone number on the back of a napkin. So I gave it to him. Now, he lived in California. And I thought, you know, I'm never going to hear from him. But he called me pretty much right away. He's just like, hey, just want to keep touch, you know, and give you my number and all that stuff. So we stayed in touch. And one day he called me really, really excited. He's like, hey, I'm going to be in Prince's band. I'm like, what? And he said, I'm going to bring you with me. I'm like, well, I don't know quite what you mean by that. So anyway, he says, I want you to start sending me paintings. Now, these are paintings, like original paintings. They're not copies. So I'm making these paintings and I'm putting them in USPS, because that's what we had, USPS. There was no Federal Express. And you hope they got there in one piece. And they did. They got to him. So now we're at 1988, and I get a call. This is Alan Leeds. I'm Prince's manager. Would you like to come work on a video set? And I'm like, oh, sure. Totally underqualified. I had no idea what I was doing. You know, not totally true. In college, I worked in theater, so I had some idea what I was doing. So I get on a plane, and I get there. And I get in this car, and it takes me, and I'm like, oh, Minneapolis is so cool, and Minneapolis is so in the back rearview mirror of this car. What's going on? And so we're going, and there's the suburbs, and now we're past the suburbs, and we're cornfields on either side, cornfields, and a dinner theater, cornfields, and then a bar, a bowling alley, and a small hotel, and the next corner, this big white building with these pyramids on top, and it was Paisley Park Studios in the cornfields. So I go in, and they take me to the soundstage way in the back, and there's this big stage, and there's Prince. And I go to meet Prince, and of course I'm like, don't freak out. So I'm like, oh, hi, how are you doing? And so he wants me to design something, and I have 3 hours because he's taking the Concorde to Paris in 3 hours. So I'm like, oh my God. So I'm 25. And highly caffeinated. So I run around the studios like a bunny on crack, and I just look and see what's going on. And I'm like, oh, peace signs on the little pull tabs on his boots. That's really cool. Some hearts. I got to see some of the graphics from the new album. And I pulled a piece of illustration board out of the trash and borrowed some colored pencils from the wardrobe department, and I drew something up. And it contained all these things that I'd been seeing. And I took it down to the backstage, and he was there, and he kind of took it in his hands, and he looks at it, and he's like, there you go. That was it. He's off. 3 days. I've got 3 days to prove myself to this guy. So I get two people from the Minneapolis Children's Theater. They come help me. I stay up the full 3 days because, again, 25 and caffeine, right? So I think they were worried about me, to be perfectly honest. But I did it. I stayed up, and Prince came back. And I was kind of like, oh, I'm not hearing anything. And I see my friend Levi, who's the guy that got me in, and he said, have you heard anything? And I said, I have not heard anything. What's going on? He goes, oh, you haven't heard anything. That's good. Just keep going. Oh, you hear something when something's wrong. You just keep going. So it was really cool. I was out there for months and months, and I worked on this and got to hear the band rehearse. And then Prince kept giving me opportunities. He'd say, you know, can you do this? Can you do this? Can you do this? So Fast forward into the 90s. I'm suddenly his art director using a computer I barely know how to use. And then I get the opportunity to photograph him. So I'm photographing him on the set of this video called The Holy River, and I'm snapping a bunch of pictures. Now, these digital cameras, by the way, were not like today's. You couldn't see it on the back. It was like film. You had to still wait and see it. And I got this one shot of him with his hands kind of out and his head's up and the light's coming down. It was a cool shot, a little overexposed. And I'm thinking, I'm going to do something cool with it. Now, Photoshop was new. I think it had two layers. That was it. And so I'm sitting there with terrible filters, and trying to make something cool. And I put kind of a painter effect on it, and it was kind of coming up his legs. And then Prince comes into the office, which he did quite often. And Prince coming into your office, by the way, is like Prince coming into your office. He's swaggers in, he's dressed, he's in the heels, he's got the makeup on, and he smells really good, right? So this is the guy that comes in, and he comes around beside me. I'm sitting at the computer monitor, terrible computer monitor, by the way, looking over my shoulder, and he's like, oh, could I get a copy of that? I'm like, sure. So I set it up to print off of my Hewlett-Packard, terrible desktop printer, and I give him a copy of it, and he walks out of the room. So the next day, I'm there again, toiling away at whatever I'm doing, and he walks in, and he's got a cassette in his hand. Now, he had gotten a sound system for me to have because we like to listen to music together, and occasionally he would bring me things he'd just finished, play me a few seconds, and, you know, what do you think? Oh, yeah, it's great. Yeah. And he brings this cassette, and he puts it in, pushes it, pushes play. And he's kind of looking at me the whole time, which is a little nerve-wracking. You're kind of like, yeah, okay. And I'm listening to the song. It's awesome. It's acoustic, and he's got that little wah-wah thing like Peter Frampton had in that hit song he had. I don't even remember what it's called, but, you know, wah, 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 that one. Yeah, so it's in there, and I'm listening to the song like, this is so cool, and he keeps playing the song. Like, he played the whole song all the way to the end for me, and he clicks the button. And it was a song called Welcome to the Dawn. And he looks at me, and he says, do you know why I wrote that song? And I'm like, I have no idea. And he goes, it's because of that picture you gave me yesterday. And I was like, wow, here's a guy playing something that I influenced him from the guy who had influenced me.